Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, dear friends, we're starting our Sunday webinar as usual. Dr. Michael Lyman is with us, Boris Yulsovsky, myself, Senor Venikor, teacher of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The program of spiritual development, it's a big subject, we can talk about it a lot, say what you want. So there's a question. The question goes like this. Situations in Kabbalah change very quickly. Does this mean that corporal time also runs faster? Of course, in Kabbalah, time runs faster. If a person would develop in spirituality at the same speed he develops in corporeality, we would have to develop another million years, and I don't even know if it's possible. The thing is that one step forward of in a millimeter of one step forward in spirituality exchanges our whole world, changes our whole world. Meaning, if according to time we take a million years of evolution in our world and 1 second of spiritual development, then the spiritual development will be at a higher value than the corporeal. So all of human history with all our experiences, it's worthless. It's really like a second. Rav, it's a different dimension, it's a different force that develops. It's simply, how can you compare it? I don't even know. To compare how something crawls, a creature crawls, and a missile goes from up downward, how it launches. It's different qualities. Senka, so what's this program of spiritual development? Can we talk about it? Yes, if you ask concrete questions, I will answer precisely and people will understand. The program of spiritual development is summarized in bringing a person into equivalence of form with the Creator, meaning to lift him up from the attribute of filling myself completely to filling others, filling anything outside himself. A person doesn't understand that this is the program of development until they reach to study Kabbalah, and then they take it seriously. And then throughout a very long period of time, because also in Kabbalah there's dimensions of time, the closer you are to spirituality, time shortens in an exponential way. So a person at first does not feel this, and then gradually feels it more and more, and then he understands that this time is not time. It's qualitative changes happening in him. Maybe a question. When you research the spiritual reality, what corporal earthly processes did you start to reevaluate? Rav, only from the Kabbalah perspective, I always understood all the sources of corporal sources. I have enough brain and logic. I'm not a big genius. I'm not Einstein, but I finished school. I finished university. My doctorate I wrote. I learned all kinds of interesting things. But it has nothing to do with Kabbalah. When you start to learn Kabbalah, then the changes happen in you. Usually science deals with this, that a person understands, attains, absorbs within him all kinds of facts. And they just compile in him. But when he studies Kabbalah, the absorption in him of these Kabbalistic insights change a person. What you say, like joking, The mathematics professor doesn't have to be a triangle, but in the wisdom of Kabbalah, he has to become a partsuf. But maybe your perspective has changed, looking at human history. Rav, of course everything changes. Your perspective of human perspective can change for a regular person when they start to study. But here the person himself changes, and from that, he begins to grasp, to feel, to absorb inside him all of reality in accordance with his new degree. A person changes from the attribute of reception to bestowal. And in this new attribute of bestowal, it begins to be revealed in him more and more, and he begins to perceive the world differently, transparent, above time, place, movement, our usual. But precisely from the perspective of more and more compactness or interdependence of all the elements of creation, until he passes from the material to its inner unity and then goes through it. Senka, question. We have to bring the system into balance, what's outside of us, or we have to balance ourselves between us in accordance with the system that's always determined and in balance. It depends, because the whole system is in us and the whole world is in us. Senka, so he's asking, do we need to change in accordance with the system? Rav, only we need to change, and in this we change the world that is reflected in us. Question from a beginner. What comes first, a thought or a desire? Rav, a desire. Anything that shows up, it shows up the desire, and then come thoughts that begin to categorize, perceive, adjust desires. They start to work, we start to work with the desires, but the desires are our basis. Senka, question. What's first? Space, time, or movement? It's all extensions of our egoistic developments. So until spirituality, the essence, the spiritual essence, meaning as long as the essence of spirituality hasn't fallen into corporeality, there is no time, space, or movement. But when it fell, everything appeared. To what extent is the attainment of our spiritual root allow us to see the framework of corporal time? I don't know. I don't think you can adjust it. I don't think you can foresee the future, because it depends on many parameters that don't depend on your desire, because they're still dependent on specific people, other specific people, in a concrete way, and all kinds of factors. So you can never be precise about forecasting the future. You can say which direction it's going in, but how each point in time, what format it will take, you don't know. Look, I wanted to say the groups are full. Friends, ask questions. Ask us in live. We like having questions straight from the audience. Rob will answer directly. Question. Is there a conflict between what's happening in this world and the Creator being good and benevolent? There's no conflict. The Creator is moving all of us forward. It's bringing us to the highest situation, which, by the way, we can't appreciate in our egoistic sensations. But the Creator is driving us, advancing us to this state. But this state is a state, it's a determined state, perfect. It's a spiritual state. Therefore, this state doesn't take into account any temporary states that we go through until we reach this state. Either spirituality is a result of the struggle of two forces, opposite forces. No, not just a struggle. better the right combination of these two opposite forces? Yes. Practical question. How should I relate in a creative way to negative thoughts, negative feelings? You have to try to rise above them. We, in no way do we need to put them down, to blur them. We need to use them in a creative way. Understand, like in our world, no attainment in science or technology or art, technique, sorry. These things are not possible without suffering, shocks even. Nothing special would be born in our world if not for the crises, inner suffering, terrible inner suffering, dramas, tears, tragedies. Would we get these things? Look, what are all of Shakespeare's dramas filled with, or whoever? All the peace and war, it all comes only from a conflict of suffering, conflict of forces. So in spirituality, it's like that also, but in spirituality, an amazing transformation takes place of these states. They complement each other. They both exist. In no way do they cancel one another. These states, how can we put it? They're friends with each other. Precisely in the connection, in the hug of the happiness and sadness, the tears and the joy. Between them, the middle state is attained that brings us to the Creator. Senka, very nice. Sochi, ask a question. You have a big group. This is a question from there. Tell us why we have an attribute like forgiveness. Why do people have this trait? Mercy. I wouldn't call it mercy. It's in our world just because our weak mind and the lack of having the full picture. I would say it's not mercy. It's identification, empathy. The meaning is that a person is sorry that there's people, compassion, sorry, there's people that don't understand this height, the whole height of creation, and what joy it is to attain this height. When an artist draws a picture, or some inventor writes a equation, they don't relate to the problem in front of them as something bad, but when we have something wrong with us, we relate to it in a negative way. Why is that? I understand you completely, but it means it shows how low people are, that he's not capable of rising above himself and start to look at the world and himself from the Creator's perspective. That's putting him through all these states to perfection, to bring you to perfection. So the main thing for us is to disconnect from ourselves of today and to be in adhesion with the Creator, with his acts on us, to transform to being partners with him. And then you will enjoy everything that's happening, even if it's happening on you, yourself, like the Creator. And you won't have any moment of suffering because you'll feel to what extent all these moments are bringing you to attainment, to the true happiness. So all these different characters, and we see it's all part of the same thing. Today we're confused that it's from different sides. Rav, yes, that's why we have to mature. Only a small child feels maybe one state of sweetness or warmth, and we understand that we need also other states. Senka. Dima from Kiev is asking, we have a wide subject. Why does honor in society hurt our spiritual development? It depends how a person accepts it. So you can't just jump up. No, honor in society, look. If it raises me up and I lift my nose and I really start to think, I really start to pay attention to it, I'm bought by it, I'm addicted to it, then of course it's bad. It's a distraction from my good posture. But usually I am given into it. It depends what environment is around me, what society is around me. I need to very quickly, the minute when I start to receive honor, to raise me up, I have to get into such an environment that will bring my nose down all the time. And then I'll be able to be sure that I can keep the right attitude to what's happening. So, Senka, I have to look after it. There's even stories like that of Kabbalists from the past. What's the past? Only 2,000, 3,000 years ago, they used to pay money for people to scream at them, to take them down. There was no reason to scream at them, but they paid money to people to come and put them down and blame them, get mad at them, and really to bring them to a state where they will feel like a rag. So what, you think it's really desirable to go through humiliation? Humiliation is it's obligatory, it's wonderful. What are these descents? It's also humiliation. Humiliation is really good. It gives us the next state. In the cinema, it's the drive for any movie. The minute you take a person down, the person does all kinds of things. He's out of control, of course. You can't get used to such states even. In spirituality, it's not like in the cinema. You can't get used to it. In the cinema, in the movies, I see how you watch a movie, like a professional. So you say, here there's going to be a situation like this, and then there's going to be a situation like that. You understand the dialect of what's happening. In accordance with that, you understand what's happening and what's supposed to happen. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, you can never know ahead what's going to happen. Let's say my wife doesn't like watching movies with me because I can say how the movie's going to end. What, you still go to the movies? I don't know when I went. I can't imagine what there is to see anymore. When we flew to America, I put a movie on in the airplane and I see it in fast forward in 15 minutes. Why can't you know in advance? Because it's always appearing in new desires that we didn't have in our world, that aren't in a person. So when a person goes through those states, he's going through them as if right now he's being born. And he's like a boy is watching it. So it's never boring. You always have turns in the plot. And in your opinion, it's good? Rav, it's good. This is how you get through your soul. Senka, but you're saying we know where we need to get to. Rav said, it doesn't matter. You should know. But when you experience it like in real, genuinely. It's clear for anyone on this path. Boris, what depends the taste of the corporeal fantasy? You can control it only in consciousness that it's happening from above, from the Creator. And then every bitter turns to sweet, despite there not being any sweet in anything at all in reality. It's bad. It's completely bitter. It's salt. It's garlic. I don't know what to call it. Acid. Senka. That's what you call sweet? You're saying there's no sweet. There's only what I'm describing now. And when you start to relate it to the Creator, and then it absorbs as sweetness, and then the most bitter situations, I don't even know how to say it, a taste of acid, all these states, they suddenly absorb the sweetness of the Creator and become tasty like crazy. This sweetness, there's no such thing as this sweetness, Boris. And what's the sweetness in our world? What's the sweetness in our world? Still, there's some root when we put sugar in our tea. No. The sweetness of the upper world is made up of sweetness of two complete opposites that complement each other. Like we have in our world, sweet and bitter, sour. There is such a thing in our world. I remember I once saw a program, and a friend of mine worked in Leningrad in a chocolate factory. What was it called? Krupskaya, I think. The factory for chocolate. Some government office grabbed them because instead of cognac, they were putting vodka in the chocolate. Like you should in chocolate, but without that, you have to add bitter, otherwise you won't feel the taste. So what's the sweetness from a Taman Nobel Prize or something? We're adding sweetness here because people are suffering. They're making an effort. It's completely different. When I was nominated for an Oscar, when I won the Israeli Oscar, when I received it, the statue, I was standing there, and it already disappeared. I saw in the audience and saw the head of the Federation. I knew I had to go see him the next day, but there's no feeling. Like, I didn't expect anything. Rav said something in Latin. If pleasure is light and the source of light is the Creator, how is receiving the pleasure, how can it be disconnected from the source? That's what it's called. The pleasure that's disconnected from the source, because it's a pleasure not from bestowal, but from reception. So this pleasure, if this pleasure is from bestowal, it's not disconnected, it's connected to the source. Yes. Food, sex, family, intelligence, control, wealth, all the pleasures of our world, we receive in disconnection from the Creator. So they are temporary, they don't remain, they can't be eternal. And for all these pleasures, there's a bad ending. How can we develop spiritually and understand our mission? To grow spiritually, it means being in a, if you're in a group where, according to the method that we're always studying, the method of Rabash, it's an ancient method. It's just called on the name of my last teacher, who was the last in the chain of Kabbalists, of thousands of years of Kabbalists, of the great Kabbalists. The chain that is implementing this wisdom. So if you're in a group implementing the group of the method of connection with others, then all your problems gradually become sweet. I'm reminding the friends to ask questions. Me and Boris have plenty of questions. Now we have a question from Vilnius. Good afternoon. My question is, what is my creative way of partnering with the Creator? How can we develop this attribute? The question, what is this creative partnership with the Creator? And how can I practically implement this creative attribute? Right, we have to reach a state where we become partners with the Creator. That's true. How do we need to develop this partnership? By trying to continue how he relates to the world, meaning we invite people to meet the Creator, to participate in this creation, this relation between people, that it will be revealed, that the Creator will be expressed. That's how we become his partner. We find a place where he can be revealed. That's where he's revealed. And in that, we are partners. I create with you a place in which the Creator is revealed, and together, him and us, become partners who are connected in one thought. The more that we reveal him for ourselves, in ourselves, for the whole world, in that we are getting closer to the complete, perfect spiritual state of ours. We can't put this program, have this program without a question from our friend. If a person discovers eternalness, does this world remain like it is, or does it disappear? One thing doesn't disturb the other. We can leave our world when we need to leave it. It's other laws. There's no situation. When I reach in my spiritual development, I reach it, and then I have to die in my animal body, and then I have to exist again. No. One thing does not interrupt the other. You can attain all the spiritual steps until the highest steps and still remain and exist in your body, because our body allows us, apart from the fact that we attain spiritual states, we can also convey through us light to others. And therefore, if we need to remain in this world, we'll remain. If not, we won't. So from that perspective, we have no calculations. We only have calculations toward bestowal. You were speaking about the corporeal body that allows passing on to others. Yes, the corporeal body, like we're in it today, we're conveying spiritual energy through us to our friends that are connected to us and are gradually becoming participants in this spiritual vessel. What, the waves are spreading out? Yes, of course, I see it. Krasnoyarsk. Hello, in our world there's many groups of people that receive pleasure from connection. How are they different from a group of Kabbalists? In the world, truly, there's many groups that are dealing with all kinds of methods of connection, and they get pleasure from it. They get plenty of pleasure from it, of course. People go to karaoke, to dancing, singing, of course. How is it different from the wisdom of Kabbalah? I don't know. I'm remembering now when I was in Argentina at the port where the tango was born and what was going on there and how they do it with their soul. It's really their dance. So you look at that and you really get an impression how people enjoy being in a group doing it together. Compared to a group of Kabbalists or any other group who connects and enjoys being together, the thing is that groups that connect, their goal is pleasure. And a group of Kabbalists that gather, their goal is to bring pleasure to the Creator. To the extent that they're yearning for this, they rise up to the Creator's degree. Bogota.
Hola, Raf. Sí, en cuanto a los sabios antiguos que pagaban para ser insultados, ¿cómo debemos?
может, сейчас перейдет.
Я не знаю, кто нам может перевести?
Is there a translation?
Не знаю.
Ребята, у нас пока нет перевода.
Нет у нас перевода, так что ничего не сделаем.
We don't have translation.
О, есть.
Есть.
Да, сюда, ничего страшного.
Вот это вот. We have.
А, значит, Богота спрашивает. Если древние мудрецы платили за оскорбление,
question that they're asking, if the wise ones from the past would have paid to be humiliated, how can we relate to the fact that we're being complimented in the group? Sometimes we're complimented so much in the group we feel it's damaging our advancement. Correct. We need to relate to this in a creative way. I wouldn't say that it's not allowed to compliment each other, that we have to go down on each other. We need everything. A group needs to understand that we do everything to create between us, so that in this compactness between us, the Creator will be revealed. And the Creator is revealed on our negative attributes and our positive attributes, on this and on that, the positive and negative that attributes that combine with each other, that create this network. So in this combination, this junctions of these threads, you can say, that's where the synapses are and the spherot are organized, and through them the Creator is revealed. There's a general question of Natalia and Larina from Moscow. Is the wisdom of Kabbalah, can it shorten the amount of incarnations, or it can't be changed? Incarnations, no one can do more or less. The thing is that to the same extent that you advance forward, then your personal situation and your place and the general situation of the soul is what determines the amount of movements upward, downward, going, entry into this world, etc. What does it mean, entry into our world? Meaning rising above the ego of the upper world. It has nothing to do with you. You have to have one direction, maximizing at every moment, to be connected with the general vessel and to be directed at revelation of the Creator in this vessel. Kabbalah is a method of connection. How can we help people close to us to unite with me, to survive like in a family? No. I don't know how to do it, but gradually you have to try to do it. But for sure, not to pressure, not to bug, not to scare people. You have to show them that you're happy from studying Kabbalah. And this is the best way to promote this wisdom among your relatives. Two questions that have to do with fear and death. It's really developed in a person. It's a result of society's education, or it's a spiritual? Fear of death is a fear of the unknown. And I would say, the truth is, between us, it's not worth it to be afraid of anything, because anything worse than our world doesn't exist. What's scary is the disconnection from this state and transition to the next. But honestly, truly, I'm telling you, stop worrying about it. It's better if you already would be able to work on the next states, your next states, to get through this transition between death and life in this world. Like, I've already given this example many times. It's like when you throw a shirt in the laundry in the evening to wear a new one the next day. The same thing with the body. You can throw it away and put on a new one. And this is the transition to life. if you need this life, if according to your character, your attributes of your soul, you need to be at this egoistic level like our world, then we need to make sure that in this life to transition to the next, to get out of the limitations of this world and exist in the attributes of the upper world. And there, your egoistic attributes and altruistic exist together. People want to know, if there's no past, I read in your site that the Ari used to see incarnations, previous incarnations of his students. How could he see something that didn't exist? Of course it exists. But it's not complicated at all, because time is a term, it's a very subjective term of our world. And a person who attains the attribute of bestowal, he's not dependent on his future, if he'll receive, if he has to give to someone. He loses the state of fear or obligation, connection with others, obligation toward anything. All this is lost. He rises above time. He no longer notices, I don't owe anything to anyone. I'm not connected to anything. I'm just in bestowal all the time. I'm like flying above the corporeal world. And then this person doesn't feel time. And he has no relation to our world, to death, to life. This is the state we need to reach. And when we attain the attribute of Bina, then actually the connection with this world is already completely different. It's just to fly higher. Question from Moscow. Hello, my question is, from the perspective of dissemination, what is the audience that's closest to our method? Meaning, which is the preferred target audience in dissemination? Simple people or business people? Or how should we use our energies correctly? I can't tell you precisely, but from my experience, our experience, I think that it's simple people. Look around you. Who are you? In countries, in different countries, maybe it's different ages, but basically it's an average age, and people are average according to their income, their social situation, nothing more. You don't need any unique attributes. I don't like dealing with very wealthy people. I don't like dealing with scientists, because they have their stuff, their bugs, and the. They like the blabbing. And guys and girls close to like 30 up to 45, that's our audience. So you don't know where the point in the heart. Sochi. Hello. Does every person have a specific amount of years to implement his spiritual program? Yes and no. From above, you're given, but it's not obligatory. Or like rape. If a person implements his function, his options, then everything comes out normal. If not, then he has another year, you can say.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Скажите,
пожалуйста, please tell us, the program of spiritual development, is it some kind of scheme, a block, where there's right, left, forward. The program of spiritual development is multi-dimensional, multi-layered, incorporates interconnections between all of humanity. It's very wide. It can't be measured. But in implementation toward each of us, it's simpler. You have your 10. In it, you have to implement this program. When you implement it inside the 10, actually, everything that you have to implement with all the crazy amount of humans at all times, doesn't matter what, all this is folded and united, condensed for work in your 10 and nothing more than that. This is what we teach people. And this is where their work ends, in attaining the goal. Vilnius.
Ciao, Rav.
Mi sentite?
Da, okay.
Hello, Rav.
I want to ask that you say that we must approach the Creator.
Question.
We have to try to behaving like Him, but this is
inconstant. To attain the Creator, we have to try to be like Him, but this is in contrast to the reality we live in. Or do we need to correct it?
Переведите на русский язык. Не надо нам сюда.
Maybe someone will translate. Translate to Russian. We're doing everything in Russian here.
Не слышно?
Да, нас не слышно.
Не слышно?
Сейчас слышно?
Да.
Давай.
Раф, вы говорите, что...
Question. You say...
Не знаю, что... Опять не слышно?
Нет, слышно, слышно, пусть ребята читают.
С переводом немножко застряли.
Ну, общий смысл дайте, ребятки.
We can hear they got stuck on the translation. Give some general significance of the question.
Окей, мы тогда пошлем...
Давай.
Готовьте вопросы только на русском языке.
We'll get it in writing. Prepare questions in Russian so that it'll be understood by everyone. We have lots of geography. Are there other questions? At the moment, no. How does a Kabbalist differentiate between good and bad? Everything that brings us closer to the Creator is good. Everything else, even if it's neutral, it's bad. How to explain in a scientific way without mystics that reading the Kabbalistic sources change our intention and can change a situation? What does it have to do with mystics and religion? That's not wisdom of Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah. And how does reading the books of Kabbalah help you? Because it synchronizes you internally, just like a musical instrument. This is how you direct yourself when you read Kabbalah books, because they're talking about how your soul has to be directed. And this Kamerton, you hear it through the books of Kabbalah. Try to read them and you'll see how it will direct you. But in no way will it drop on you all kinds of religious obligations or mystical shocks? No. Boris, question. From the wonderful feeling and desire, spirituality, I was all of a sudden thrown to the lowest desires. I don't understand why. That's very good. It means that you already saw that after all the high desires and great dreams and yearnings that you had, and maybe turning to the friends, to the Creator, to the group, maybe you had some inner higher ascent, suddenly all the air came out of your tires, and you feel like you have no desire to advance for anything in any way. The air has gone out of the tires. So now you're in a situation like this. The air didn't go out. You don't have a blowout. You just got more ego. We rise on two lines. Pay attention. Look. There's a line. There's a left line. And there's a right line. And between them, there's a middle line. So the left line is your ego.
Правая линия – это линия отдачи света.
Your right line is bestowal and light. All right, light.
Средняя линия.
And the middle line.
Ну, я напишу Творец.
I'll write the Creator.
Так вот, вы были на каком-то уровне, на какой-то.
So you were at a certain degree, at a certain line.
Потом поднялся в вас эгоизм.
And suddenly your ego came up.
Это то, что вы говорите сейчас, что у вас происходит.
That's what you're saying now, what's happening to you. And you reach the next state.
Когда все было хорошо.
You were in state A when everything was good.
И вдруг вы поднялись в состояние 2.
And suddenly you rose up to state 2, but it's an egoistic state. The whole world became empty, black, lacking goal, flight, depressive, and pressuring. So now you need to work in a group to rise up, to rise to the same state according to the degree of light. And this you can do only if you make an effort to connect with the group. I'm drawing a sigma, a symbol of connection. Symbol of connection. The moment that you reach some connection between you, then immediately you'll receive light.
Так что вот ваша работа.
So this is your work.
Вы были в этом состоянии в каком-то.
You were in this state.
Вы поднялись. Сначала.
You rose up.
В это состояние.
At the beginning to this state, on the left side, and afterward on the right side, and then to the middle. In the middle, you'll reach a state of the middle line. This is your second spiritual state, and from there you'll again start to get your next ego. And from there, you'll transfer to the next state, the state of bestowal. And again, you'll rise up toward the third state, spiritual state. According to the middle line, these are spiritual states, and you'll rise up until you'll find yourselves here, and you'll start to discover that you're in such a state that between you the Creator is revealed. And here you'll see the truth is that that's it. You've taken your shirt off, you've thrown it in the laundry, And nobody is telling you anything from this degree onward. You are still in our world because you still need to do dissemination to others of this Kabbalistic method. But in principle, you feel in the middle line, in connection, in the growing connection with the Creator. There's a question from Toronto.
Добрый день, Раф. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Наш товарищ Лиан.
Good afternoon, Raf, friends. Our friend Andrew is asking, we're transferring to our next incarnation like single souls or as a 10? I can't explain this to you. I can't explain this to you. The feeling of the 10 is lost. The friends are lost. Everything gets a new form. You lose your individuality that you feel today is your I, your egoistic I. So I can't explain it. But try to imagine that your individuality, your egoistic individuality is lost. Is it possible education of spiritual states without going through this emptiness and... No, it's impossible. I also explain why. Because once we were all... Once we were all one whole, one soul, a person.
And
afterward, this soul was broken up into many parts. It didn't break. There are thousands and millions of points of private souls. But between them, they have this connection, this contact, and it's like that for each one. It's multi-layered, the system. And suddenly, these ties stopped working. Here's I and here's you. And between us today, despite there being contact, it doesn't work. Like an electronic cable, it's there, but the electricity isn't flowing through it. This is the state we're in. What's the difference between a living person and a dead person? The difference is that a living person always has connections and renewing of ties, and a dead person doesn't exist. So our state is called dead from a spiritual perspective. What should we do? We need to connect. And when we connect, we acquire a larger and larger part of the general state of our soul. Again, what's the question? Is it possible not to go through feelings of emptiness, states of emptiness? It's impossible. We have to restage our whole state of in the ancient times, like the tree of knowledge. The fact that we're always filling ourselves this root, exactly, this is how we rebuild our soul. We have tons of different questions. Maybe we'll go slowly. Why does a person try to lengthen his corporal life? That's not what we were born for. We were born to strengthen our soul. I don't see any point. There's nothing worse than our world. We can't give it up. We have to do what we have to do here, but to lengthen it artificially, for what? People are dealing with it. Everyone's dealing with it. So what? People are dealing with all kinds of stuff. When you attain the upper world, become a Kabbalist, can these people correct their behavior in the present if they see the future? Yes. If you see your spiritual state, of course you correct all your behavior from within the spiritual state. What are the degrees of control of your heart in a Kabbalist? It's called Tzimtzum, and Masach, a screen, rising above the ego, and then Zivug Daka'a, meaning the correct existence with your ego toward bestowal and love. Is there hierarchy in the spiritual system? Of course. There's 125 stages that are divided into more and more subcategories, of course. Do Kabbalists feel hierarchy? Of course, they feel who's higher and who's lower. Not only higher and lower, they feel each of them has their role. How is it possible to accelerate the change of states from bad to good only with the connection with the friends in the group? Our spiritual consciousness is not dependent on any corporeal knowledge at all. A person can be in our world, stupid, lazy, doesn't matter what. And in the spiritual world, he can completely different attributes can be revealed. What and how changes in a person corporally after crossing the barrier, based on your example? A person has intention toward the goal, directed toward the goal. On what depends to remain in our world or to leave our world? Depends on your role, your mission. What should we do when we have no strength to argue with ourselves? Why argue with yourselves? You'll never be able to beat yourself. It's not you, it's your ego that's much stronger than you. And you have nothing apart from it. It's a game that's sold. You lose before you start. The only thing you can do is to what extent you can glue yourself to the group. Then you'll have forces and be directed to overcome your problems. How should we not fail when you think you're developing in a good way, but you're way off the path for a long time? Again, be in adhesion with the group. I can't give any other advice. If you have a 10, then you have a lifesaver. If you don't have a 10, then you don't have a lifesaver and you'll drown. Does every person have a point in the heart? Every person has a point in the heart only if they want to give birth to it again, to bring it to life. A question from Minsk. Can a Kabbalist operate on spiritual route and then influence how things happen in the lowest world? Yes. The brain understands what you're saying, but in the heart there's only tears. Misha, what tears can you have? We're in such a state. That's the boy, the depressed boy. That's Martin. In Riga, there's other people. So, of course not, you shouldn't be depressed. Of course not to give up. We have a huge group. They're willing to hug all of you. We have tonight a huge gathering, and every gathering like this, every unity connection like this accelerates us forward and gives us great spiritual forces, even if you don't feel it yet. Apart from that, we also have a huge Kabbalah Congress in February around the 20th. You'll be able to connect to that. We're broadcasting live for sure. And of course, we'll see you next week. I hope that Misha will stop crying. Maybe you'll smile more, I hope. In general, smile more. You're very lucky in life to be able to talk about something above this world. You're actually already on the path to perfection and eternalness. I love you. I'll see you in a few hours. I'll see you at this unity evening. I'll see you at our unity evening. So long.